Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Other people's problems. I had to mansplain to somebody recently why we play the music we play underneath it. It's OPP, Naughty by Nature. You down with OPP?
Yeah, you know me.
Yeah, that's other people's problems. OPP, you get it?
Yeah. I only know of that song and band because they came in once to a radio show I did.
Yeah. Oh. You want to talk about that, or should we talk to this person?
No, let's talk to this person.
Let's talk to Gail. Her and her husband are having some issues in the bedroom.
Oh, for the love.
I don't know if we're mature enough for this.
We can do this,
I know,
guys.
For a fact we're not.
Hold hands. We can do this.
Okay, Gail.
Yay.
How do we help you?
Yeah, so I know you made it sound very sexy, you know, that it's in the bedroom, but it's not really. I need you to help him get off my back. My husband is obsessed with me getting more sleep, and he started focusing on biohacking. He won't stop talking about how important sleep is. He takes melatonin some nights, gummies some nights. He makes sure he's tracking the certain amount. I mean, he's just driving me nuts. He's so annoying.
Mm-hmm. You don't want sleep?
He sounds like every person I know.
I don't need that much sleep, and he's trying to change my habits, and I've been doing fine.
How
so
much
I don't know what the problem is.
Do you get?
So I only need like 4 hours and I'm good to go. Ever since we had kids, I just don't need that much sleep.
Hey, Gail.
I have stuff to do.
You should ask the judge permission to treat the witness as hostile. Because
like, nightly? 4 hours?
Total four.
Maybe like 4.5 is probably the optimal.
And you haven't
gotten
into car wrecks recently or fell asleep
in
the pickup. Well, I don't know.
Listen,
if you have kids. But, oh, wait, you said
I have three kids all under the age of 12. And ever since, well, when I got pregnant, because, you know, then you have to pee every 5 minutes at night.
Yeah.
But
mm-hmm.
I haven't had more than 4.5 hours sleep in 12 years.
Gail, I mean, I would like to take a moment and have a round of applause for you because that is the untold side of motherhood. Like your sleep it's girl interrupted.
4.5.
Okay, but yeah, also, you don't have to do that anymore. You're not waking up and feeding, right?
No, but my husband has no idea how much I get done at night when he's in bed and early in the morning. Like, I don't know why everyone is obsessed with sleep. I never remember my parents sleeping.
You have no idea how much you're gonna die. Sleep is the number one every single thing in your life.
Yeah.
You want to lose weight? You better get some sleep.
I feel like we had less issues when my grandparents were younger.
You want pretty skin? You better get some sleep. You want happiness? You better get some sleep.
Okay. If Tiak is, I just want to say this. If Tiak is on Gail's side, all your arguments are shot.
Because
he does probably more work than anybody we know. His skin is effing flawless.
I never said anything about work.
His hair, it flows like a stallion.
You know what? He's also a man who probably washes his face three times a year.
No. Like, listen, I'm on your side, but we're not going to divide this down. Okay. Gail, let me get a phone number in here. 303-222.
I know there's other people like me. Okay. There has to be.
They're okay.
Oh, I know some.
303-222-5423. You can text or call. I just want to say, when you started this, I felt it was our mission to talk to your husband about a little mind your own business.
Yeah.
Now, and we'll take calls on that. Now, my focus has switched to trying to explain to you about your mitochondria and the flushing of cells that happens at night. And it only happens once you get into that deep sleep. And if you're just getting this punk ass REM crap that like you're barely like, under.
You go into REM for like 12 seconds.
Yeah, you're not getting.
If you want her to sleep more, you're boring her to death.
Good. This is good. Yeah, make sure remember this conversation and sleep.
You're fine. Once you're up, you're up.
Okay, so.
What is this? Everyone's always all tired all the time. Once you're up, you're just up. Like, I get it. The alarm goes off, tired, and then you're awake.
And then
you just
sleep.
Do the day, and then you go to bed, and then I don't like sleeping.
You can't live on 4 hours of sleep, Hack.
She's at 4.5 on average.
Yeah, 4.5. So here's the other thing. So I go to yoga 3 days a week where I do a meditation and a yin, and we do Shavasana, so you're really like,
awesome.
You know, you're resting your head,
not
you're resting your mind. Doesn't that count?
No.
You're awake. I'm just, listen, I understand. I'm not going to talk politics, I swear to God, but we all on our social feeds are fed what we already believe, mostly.
Right.
It's self-confirming stuff. So I'm just saying, I'm a little like her husband, and I am a little bit of a biohacker. The amount of information I'm fed on the daily basis about how Eric is kind of right.
So
you're killing yourself,
right,
Gail.
And you're wrong.
But
maybe
Gail.
I'm right, you're wrong.
I want to make something clear. I don't get anything on my Instagram about sleep. I get information about sleep from doctors, my trainer. Like, that's where I'm getting info on sleep. Gail is a lot like my in-laws, who I love, and they raised the person that I'm going to marry, and they're wonderful. But sometimes I look at them and I'm like, guys,
go to bed.
Mm. Yeah. And they're like in their 30s and going to die soon, or are they?
Hack, when you start taking that sarcastic tone,
they've got to be older than 30.
Do you remember
they could possibly make it into their 70s.
I'm going to come over and punch you. I was going
to
say 60s.
I don't think that they were always like this, but they're like this now. And they're like, why go to bed when we can party? And I'm like, I love you guys, but I want to go to bed so that I can live.
Now, do you guys ever remember your parents like sleeping all the time? No, they were out.
They went to bed early.
No, I mean, my parents definitely survived on 5 or 6.
Probably. Yeah, a lot better.
Sure.
My dad,
and
for sure.
They were much healthier back then.
My dad's up and at the YMCA, 5 a.m. every day. No matter what, no matter how late my game was the night before, that's...
Yep.
I've never heard my dad say, I'm tired. Now that I think about it, not once.
But you can also understand...
I've seen him cry once.
Okay.
I've never seen him say,
I want you to hear me. You can also understand, while he's a very strong and brave man, that he could have taken better care of himself by sleeping more.
He could have. We're just jumping on the husband. We don't even know Gail. Like, she's not exhibiting any sort of issues or any. Her husband's just got this new kid.
I'm in great
and it's like,
shape.
You need to do
I'm
what I do.
Shape.
And Gail's like, no, I don't.
Okay, Gail, how much coffee do you drink in a day?
Good question.
I only have 6 ounces of coffee in the morning.
You're doing something to get it.
Wait, is it espresso?
Yeah,
you're 6 full ounces of
espresso.
That's
true. I drink a lot of coffee.
No,
I don't need it.
What, did she say shin?
Shin.
Okay. Gail, here's what we're going to do. I think what you want out of this, like, I don't think.
And somebody to agree with me.
Right. And you have TAC. So if that's all you want, you've already won and you can go on with your happy, sleepless life.
That would be enough for me, Gail.
But, If you're looking for full lines here at the radio station of people going, go Gail, the rest of society is weak, we'll see if we can get that for you. Or I want you to listen and be open to more people like your husband, like myself, like Erica, like Aaron, who are like, dude, this is radically unhealthy. Okay? You're willing to at least just live. But if we get full life, hey, if all the people who don't sleep are so ready for life, they should already be calling, right?
There is. Here's the thing. Right. I don't set an alarm.
And it's your people are asleep already.
Telling me
in bed.
Not yet.
Okay, they're going to Wendy's for the chili, and then they'll be home in bed.
Okay, Gail, hang on, Gail. What? Okay,
I'm getting hives.
Are you
thinking about
night
4 hours of sleep?
No.
Yeah, if I'm a night owl, then I make it up. Like, then I'll try. I'll be a night owl on a night where I know I don't have to wake up. If I have to wake up and take my daughter to school and get the dogs all set and the whole thing, then I'm in bed by 10 o'clock at the latest, man.
I think as a parent, you have to do a lot of parenting stuff no matter what, almost every day. I mean, your kids are a little older, but mine. And so if I want some time to myself, sometimes that's after everyone's gone to bed. That's the time it is. And what is more important to my health? Having a little time to do what I enjoy and what I get, like I just have the time to do whatever, or to sleep an extra hour.
Sleep.
I disagree.
Sleep.
Okay, but I'm just saying.
Okay.
There are doctors.
Quick, everyone, medical degrees in the middle. 1, 2, 3.
Oh, Michael.
Oh, crazy today.
Oh, no, there aren't any. That's weird.
Okay. He's crazy today.
I just haven't slept. I'm insane.
Honestly? Yeah.
I'm not a violent person.
No, but you're feeling it.
100%. Mm-hmm. His condescension is at a 12.
Is that a word?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
Well, I'm with you. Yeah. You know what? Slept, I'm on your side. Okay. Yes.
I'm up reading the dictionary.
Yeah. Loser.
Gail sleeps 4 to 4.5 hours a night. Her husband is concerned. T-Hack, with his medical degree that doesn't exist, thinks it's okay. Are we intervening?
Her husband's just like, get on board with what I'm doing. And I don't, if it's vegan, if it's sleeping, no matter what it is, you get to make your own decision.
Mm-hmm. Is her husband right? Or is T-Hack right? 303-222-5423.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's not your problem. It's theirs. The Slacker Show's OPP.
303-222-5423.
Alice 105.9. Okay. We're dealing with Gail's OPP. I am trying to count to 10. Because T-Hack, dude...
You're not counting sheep?
Dude, I'm serious. You better not get off. You better not get off. Look at my face.
I don't like it when you yell at it.
Look at my face.
I gotta like
okay.
it.
Okay.
Oh, okay, that's your thing. Got it.
Gail gets 4.5 hours of sleep a night. I was saying 4, and T-Hack will not stop going 4.5. And it's like, okay, that extra 30 minutes really setting the world on fire. 4.5 hours of sleep a night. Her husband, who loves her, who wants to spend the rest of his life with
Who's
her.
Who's done research?
Yeah, like, yes. And he's like, please sleep more. And she's like, I don't need it. I don't need it. And it's like, so then I'm just sitting here remembering T-Hack going, medical degrees in the middle. Like,
well, I have a biochem degree text.
You do? From so, somebody who has a biochem degree?
I'm going to take their degree and I'm going to put it in the middle.
Okay. And what did the biochem degree text say?
They said, I have a degree in biochemistry and she's flat out wrong. Your body only releases certain hormones at night, which are needed to repair your cells and deal with the stressors of the day.
Okay. Erica, thank you for reading that text. You're because right. That says the people who are listening understand what I was trying to say, what you're trying to say, and they've texted in. Now we have phone calls we're going to get to. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking at the phone calls and it appears that TAC has taken phone calls from one particular type of person and one particular
yeah,
type of person.
Yeah, we needed a third party
only.
To take them.
Like, you being the guy who screens the calls, you're telling me you took calls on our side or you only take calls on your side.
You can read more of the text if you want. If you want to cherry pick the one from the biohazard degree, whatever that guy's from.
I would
read more
to.
Of the text.
Give me a minute to scroll.
Okay.
A lot of people agree.
David?
Hi.
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 Oh, this is your people. Just want you to know, T-Hack. Go ahead, David. What do you think?
They're so tired,
about
they
Gail's
forgot
problem?
To say yai.
Yeah.
I think her husband should mind his own business. I average 4 hours a night. I go to bed at 9 o'clock every night. I get up about 10:30. I'm up for 2 more hours, and then I go back to sleep and get up at 5 every morning.
Okay.
Bro, your brain is busted. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Why don't you just sleep through?
What?
I recently found I also have ADHD, so that probably explains it.
So unfortunately, that falls under the brain busted category.
Right. But what are the side effects you're experiencing, David?
I'm serious. If he doesn't stop
talking about that, you're like, you're dying. I think he sounds fine. Sounds like he just does this every day. You're fine,
family,
right, David?
My siblings were the ones that slept 8 hours a night or longer.
Uh-huh.
And it annoyed everybody else in my family that I pop out of bed like a piece of toast out of a toaster and am cheerful all the time.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't drink coffee in the morning. I don't do any caffeine.
David, I'm just saying it's not healthy.
I used to be like...
Well, see, that's David. What I talked to my doctor about. And my doctor said everybody has their own sleep patterns. He goes, they tried to force the sleeping thing on you, but...
No,
he goes,
they don't!
You sleep but what you sleep.
No, I... Okay, thank you, David.
I am shocked.
I literally...
I'm gonna hurt him, though. You said I can't, but I'm gonna.
I know. The other day, I was talking to the trainer I work with, and I was like, I'm getting really frustrated, and she said... The number one thing
is
make sure you're getting enough sleep.
Yes.
Enough for you.
It's never enough.
We're old. Okay. Sam.
Yeah.
What, do you have advice for Gail, or are you just going to be another one of TX sycophants?
You know what? I'm not going to say that Gail is right or wrong with 4 hours of sleep. I think I land around 6 hours a night, and I look at people who get 8 hours a night as kind of spoiled, and if you get a minute over 8 hours a night, I'm looking at you as a lazy person. And,
Sam, let's shame people for restoring their cells.
Yeah. Nope, get to it. Get up. Let's go. I'm with you.
Get up. Let's go. There's a lot of really productive people, some of the most successful people in the history of humanity. Operate on 4 hours of less.
All died young. All of them.
I don't know when they died, but they did
that
it.
Seems. How do I possibly refute all of them?
thank you, Sam.
You may have got me there. I can't say none of them.
Jen.
Yes.
If you're on no sleep side, I'm calling the authorities. But what do you think?
I'm no sleep side. I mean, I get 5 hours a night, six if I'm really lucky, but I function better with less sleep.
No, you don't, Jen.
You're working hard, Jen.
You have gaslit yourself.
Yes. Thank you, Erica, for finally finding the words. That's it.
Yeah.
You're all like, I'm better like this. It's like somebody going, I drive better when I'm buzzed. No, you don't.
I don't want to go with that.
You're saying something that you don't know the other side. Like,
Jen,
you haven't slept for 8 hours.
She has said one sentence to you two, and you're like, your brain is broken.
Jen,
like, you don't know these people.
This is not directed at you.
No, it's not, Jen.
This
I'm very sorry.
This is directed at T-Hack.
You are his new little sister because you've taken up the wrong side. Thank you, Jen.
Poor Jen.
Emily?
Yay.
Oh, listen. Okay. All right.
That may have been a yawn.
That was from the lack of sleep.
What do you think?
So I'm siding with Gail. I think that I'm probably on the 5 hours too, because I have lots of stuff that I have to do after the kids go to sleep. And like, I want to watch my shows. I want to do stuff for me. And it's the time that like the house is the quietest.
Emily.
And so I know I should go to bed.
I love that you're taking me time.
Yeah.
But
Emily, go to bed.
Are you sick?
She's out.
Well, like I said, I'm losing my voice. Well, I'm a teacher too, so like I've been screaming at kids probably all week long.
That's why you need more sleep.
You need more sleep.
She's fine. She's doing great.
She's not fine.
She's
at the door.
She's barely
she's knocking
on
the death's door.
I think she's amazing for everything she does. But Emily, go to bed.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.